You say the Lord's way is not fear. Hear now, O house of Israel, is it my way that is unfear, or rather are your ways not unfear? Today's reading from the book of the prophet Ezekiel points to us about the crucial need for us to convert. I've mentioned many times before that convertere comes from Latin root and a Latin prefix that means to turn with. In the process of conversion, there's first averting from whatever's not fit for the Lord, adverting, or literally turning toward the Lord, but then ultimately it's converting, which is not a one-time thing, but a continual process of turning with the Lord. If the Lord Jesus turns to the Father, we turn with him to the Father. If the Lord Jesus turns to the poor, we turn with Jesus to the poor. If the Lord Jesus turns toward the state of our heart and our soul, we turn there in an examination of conscience. The Lord's ways are that we constantly are seeking his way, seeking to walk down the paths that he's asking. Now, we sometimes think that there are two ways that the Lord's way is unfair. And through the prophet Ezekiel, God tells us the two ways that we can turn around. The first is when a wicked man turns from his wicked ways and starts to practice virtue. We can feel that this is unfair, that someone who has lived a licentious life for many years all of a sudden turns around and is just as Catholic as Pope Francis. Doesn't seem that it's fair. That was, of course, the objection of the older brother in the parable of the prodigal son, that this son of yours, he said to the father, he couldn't even call him brother, had squandered half his property in a dissolute life, and then he comes back and you have a feast for him. That seems unfair, that one who had been virtuous his entire life should be treated differently than one who had lived viciously but came around at last at the 11th hour to a life of virtue. The Lord's ways are in fact just, but even more than just. They're full of mercy. And this time of Lent is an occasion for us to turn away from any direction in our life that is not geared toward the Lord in order to live virtuously, to live his life, to live according to his desires. The second way that we can think that the Lord's ways are unfair is if somebody has lived virtuously all the way to 11:59 p.m. in his life and he turns away at the last second, we think that that last turn should be forgotten. But that is an indication that our ways are not fair. The Lord gives us every opportunity to continue to turn with him. But if we make that deliberate choice after a life of virtue to turn away from the Lord, then he's right to treat us according to our choices. He's right to treat us according to that exclamation point of our life. Today in the gospel, Jesus describes that we are all on a path. We're on a path to meet the judge at the end of time. And it's an occasion for us to examine, what parts of my life do I need to turn away from? And what parts of my life do I need to persevere in? Jesus describes in this passage taken from the Sermon on the Mount that he wants our righteousness, our justice, to surpass that of the scribes and the Pharisees. The Pharisees and the scribes were the ones who seemingly on the outside were persevering in their fidelity to the Lord. That was certainly their motivation from the beginning. They wanted to give God all that they had, but eventually, over the course of time, many of them started to turn away from the Lord on the inside. Even on the outside, they were still faking it in such a way that they would conspire with the laxists, conspire with the licentious and lascivious courtiers in order to have Jesus publicly executed by deceiving the Romans. They were the ones who were most resistant to Jesus' work with sinners. They were the ones who didn't want to have Jesus eat with tax collectors and sinners. They were the ones who thought it was an insult rather than a compliment when Jesus was called a friend of sinners. They were the ones who would murmur when he would tell public tax collectors like Zacchaeus to come down from the tree that he wanted to stay in his house that day. These scribes and Pharisees had a righteousness that was external. Jesus is calling us to do something far greater than that, to turn to the Lord not just with our deeds, but to turn to Him with our hearts, to focus not just on the fruit, but to focus on the tree. So Jesus gives us a couple examples of how we're supposed to turn toward the Lord rather than away from the Lord. You've heard that it was said to your ancestors, "You shall not kill, and whoever kills will be liable to judgment. But I say to you, whoever is angry with his brother will be liable to judgment. And whoever says to his brother, Raca, in anger, will be answerable to the Sanhedrin. And whoever says, you fool, will be liable to fiery Gehenna." It's very important for us as we're on the way to meet the judge that we recognize that our hearts are not murdering our brothers, regardless of what our external deeds are. The Lord gives us in this time of Lent an occasion of mercy, an occasion of grace, for us to be able to turn our hearts with love for our brother. But now is the time, if we persevere in saying raka to our brother, if we persevere in the anger that eventually leads to hatred, that eventually leads to acts of uncharity, that eventually leads all the way, in one way or the other, to the death of our brother in our heart, then that is what the Lord Himself is going to ratify. It goes on to describe that image of bringing our gift before the altar, and we recognize that our brother has anything against us. Today the Lord wants us to do what He would do toward our brother. The Father always gives our brother a chance to repent and make amends, and He wants us to be able to do the same. And if we've hurt our brother in any way, He wants us all the more hastily to go to our brother to seek reconciliation, to present ourselves, which is our supreme gift, before the altar. The Lord wants us to seek His will, and His will is that we would have a genuine fraternity of love with each other, recognizing ourselves as brothers and sisters of the same Father. Just like the older brother in the parable of the prodigal son didn't want to reconcile with his younger brother, the Lord wants us, if we're actually going to join into the celebration that the parable of the prodigal son points to, this Eucharistic celebration, which is a tiny foretaste here on earth at the heavenly banquet, we must make that act of reconciliation first, to turn with our Lord to our brother, to extend to him mercy, because it is the one who shows mercy who will receive mercy. And this is the means by which we will come to experience forever the eternal joy passing to the Lord's right side at our judgment. The Lord calls us throughout this Lenten season to persevere in turning with the Lord. And as we turn with the Lord, we seek that reconciliation, we seek that perseverance in faith. We seek the Father's face always. Let us ask Jesus to give us that grace so that we might never be thrown into a prison where we won't be released until we pay the last penny, but we might be thrown into those loving arms outstretched of our merciful Father, who wants not only to embrace us, but to embrace others. Praise be Jesus Christ.